Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in and listen. Queens on a mission, gripping the mic on Sunday nights, presenting you with 2020 visions. So join us this day and every Sunday night with the Mirror the Songstress and on Blog Talk Radio, a for sure way to start your week off right. 2020 Visions on Strip the Mic.
No regret.
Hey, it's Mirror the Songstress.
No regret.
You're tapped into 20. I'll drip the mic network. All is well. Stay focused.
Hey, 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 you guys. We made it back in here another Sunday. I'm so excited. It's 2020 Vision, baby. Yeah. Oh, my God. I have a beautiful show for you guys today. I'm sure you guys have been watching online, seeing my guest that's joining us today. I am not alone. I have the incomparable Miss Tyler Noel with me. Y'all say hello to the
hey.
People.
Hey.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a wonderful time. But y'all know how I like to do before I get started. I want to do a few shout-outs. First of all, I want to shout out Dina for beating his face, honey. Yes, she did. Shout out to Dina. Also, I wanted to shout out, you know what? I want to go straight into the TikTok videos today. I just saw some things that just made me laugh and made me happy. You know, I like to share my week with you guys. So let's get into that. Show me the first one, Tony.
Who's the man? You're the man. Strong, healthy, black man. Huh? Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun. Dun, dun. What you eat? Dun dun dun. Something healthy. Hell no!
Did they get to see the gist of that? I want to show that again. That was a celebration. Can we show it again and make sure it runs this time? One more time so we can get the whole.
Who's the man? You're the man. Strong, healthy, black man. Huh. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. What you eat? Dun, dun, dun. Something healthy. Hell no!
Couples goals. Couples goals. Tyler, what do you think? You greet your man like that sometimes? You got to sing to him sometime and tell him, you know, healthy.
No.
Strong. No? No?
I mean, I would like to be greeted like that sometimes.
Okay.
You know, us women have hard days too.
Right.
So, well, my.
I know that's right. We gonna get into it. Y'all. This is about to be fun, y'all. This is my girl from the ATL. But okay. It's gonna be premature. Let me calm down. But we gonna have a good time. We gonna have a wonderful time. Okay. What's that next TikTok video? Show that for me, Tony.
You ain't going no club tonight.
You better get your thing out.
You heard what I said. You ain't going no club tonight. You ain't going no club.
Girl,
this is a
damn
room. What the fuck? It's a prank. It's a prank. It's a prank. You ain't going no club tonight.
You better get your thing out.
You heard what I said. You ain't going no club tonight. You ain't going no club.
Girl,
this is a damn room.
What the fuck?
It's a prank. It's a prank.
I'm here for it. I am here for it. That was her brother and her son. Like, I'm totally here for it. How you feeling about it, Tyler?
Absolutely here for it. If you don't jump on somebody like that, I don't even want nobody to fake hit me. When they get too loud, I gotta be on go.
Right.
That's just where I am.
Right. It annoys me for you to raise your voice at me. Like, I can't take that, you know. I'm with you.
Okay, I think we got one more to show, and then we can get this show on the road. So there for me, Tony. Oh my God. Tyler, for some reason that I liken you to that. I feel like if, you know, son, and you went to go get your son from said party and you walk in the door and they just happen to be playing your song, I feel like
the roof down to the floor. Absolutely.
Yes, I feel like that would be you. That would totally be you. He was like, oh no, mom, please don't.
Oh, the only difference is going to be that my kids going to hype me up.
Okay.
My kids are gonna hype me.
Oh, you sure? You sure?
And then my husband might come behind me.
Y'all going to get a two-step going?
I'm not above it.
See, that's why I love you. That's one of the reasons why. It's many reasons, and y'all going to see. Y'all about to see. You know, I'm going to get into this commentary. We're going to get this show on the road. You know, guys, you guys hear me on 2020 Vision. We talk about perseverance. We talk about love, life, and light. And we talk about being focused and staying focused on your goals and your dreams. Tyler, Noel, the reason why I wanted to do this interview so much is because I feel like she is a true definition of perseverance. You know, I use that word a lot, but for real, y'all, this time, seriously. I met this young lady in Atlanta, and I met her at the studio, and the producer that I was recording with, she was like, hey, yeah, that's my friend. And we were in the studio together, and she did the lady thing. She looked me up and down, checked me out, see was I solid, you know. And I think we met eyes and looked at each other, and you know, I gave her that look. She said it was that Detroit look I gave her. You know, and every turn she gave me that look, and we knew from that moment we were solid. And she's like, hey, you want to go get something to eat? You know, and I was like, yeah. And we was thick as thieves since I was there. But she runs a company, she runs a business, she is an entrepreneur. She actually helps her husband run a business that they have branded in Atlanta. She's a fierce cook. I mean, you know, and I don't say that lightly. Y'all know my mama was a chef, and you know that cooking gene is in us. So if I'm saying somebody can cook, she can throw. As well as a talented vocalist, amongst many other things. She's a mentor. She is a sister. She is a friend. And when she says she's your best friend, she means it. And when she says she has your back, she means it. But there, you know, there's those people in this world, you don't find them. They're very hard to come by. But when they put their gifts out there for the world to share, let's just say we all benefit from it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce Miss Tyler Noel Darby Singer. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, today is all about you. We're going to get into your business. We're going to celebrate you. We're going to show the people what you've been doing and where they can find you at. So, you know, let's not waste time. Let's get into it. I want to ask for the people, where are you originally from? Where did you hail from?
I am from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That is about maybe 15, 20 minutes away from Miami. Yeah, I'm a little girl from Lauderdale. We like to throw our L's up.
Yes.
That's where I'm from.
Right, right. And so, obviously, right now you reside in Atlanta. When did you change? What was the move? What made the change for you?
Well, there were a couple reasons. I'm gonna just go ahead. Well, first of all, I had to get away from a certain lifestyle.
Okay.
After, you know, it's all fun and games until it's not fun and games anymore. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so, relationship had gone really bad. Money wasn't really an issue. It was how we was getting the money that was the issue, and it was just too much. I had been in the industry for so long. I recorded my first song when I was 12 years old, and I watched so many people do so many different things, but I noticed that where I'm from, it wasn't a lot of singers going to the top. It was like a handful, and that was it. And so I'm like, I have to get out of here, and I have to go somewhere where they appreciate singers. So that was it. It was sometimes we as human beings, we will hold on to stuff that God himself is trying to push you away from.
Right.
And so I did myself a disservice by trying to hold on to something that had been over. And then I don't want to leave my mom and them. And then I'm very family oriented.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to leave anybody. And I just, I literally woke up one day and was like, okay, that's it. I'm going to leave. And it ain't helped none that I had somebody waiting in the wings up here for me.
Oh, okay.
Well, that didn't, needless to say, that didn't work out. But it was all good because I was able to do, I didn't get a song on the radio until I moved to Atlanta.
Right. So when you first came to Atlanta and you were getting your footing, was there someone you were already able to work with, or did you have to start from scratch? You know, and I ask that question because a lot of my listeners and watchers, they're independent artists such as myself. And I always tell people, you know, I'm an independent artist moving in a major way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but there is a journey that we all talk about, and the audience love to learn from us. You know, we're the gurus for them. And this is, you know, this is a very important part of your story. So when you got to Atlanta, you know, were you set up, or did you have to, you know, knock on some doors?
Well, I didn't really knock. I kind of kicked them down off the hinges.
Come on.
And you kind of have to be a little bit aggressive as a woman in this industry. And the backstory is that I had come to Atlanta several times.
Okay.
Like, I knew that this is where I was supposed to be. But again, fear and, you know, just the see, I call myself a Christian. I am a professing Christian, but I don't always, I'm still human and I make mistakes. And in that time, I made a mistake. And I forgot for about 4 years that God didn't give me the spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of power. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And because I was afraid, I would come here and actually work here and then drive all the way back home for fear, you know, of having to stay.
Yes.
So when I got here, like, dang, I know a few people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And someone that I was very close to at the time, I had come here maybe 6 months before me, and we had been to so many different studios together.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I didn't know anybody, you know, I just was afraid. That's something that I have to say. I hear it, and I'm not going to be able to move on until I say it. For anybody who is watching, please do not let your fear get in the way of what your vision is.
Yeah.
Fear will hold you hostage.
Come on.
And it'll hold you to something that is not supposed to be. It's not for you, or it will hold you to something that is not high enough for you. You know, don't be afraid. That's just, I have to say that to somebody.
Yes.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah, speak to the people. We love it here. We love it here. This is what we come for. Ain't that right, y'all? We come here every Sunday for this, don't we? We love it. We love it. So you got here, you know, you got rid of the fear, which is wonderful, which is beautiful. Let me take you back a little bit. When was the moment that you realized that you was a singer? When was the moment? Who was the first one to say, girl, you know you can sing, or you can sing, or you have a beautiful voice? Where did that come from? Was it spirit? Was it your mom? When did you know?
Well, I kind of knew, like, myself, because I was singing to myself all the time.
Yeah.
And one of my aunts, all of my aunts are like moms to me, but one of my aunts, who are one of my closest aunts, would actually, when I was little, she would actually be my commentator and introduce me.
Okay.
I would have been four or five years
yes.
old. And she would introduce me, Tyler, Noel, and girl, oh, honey. She would even do the music for me, just, you know. And you talk about over the top and flamboyant. So I kind of knew within myself. And then one of my music teachers, I want to say I was at Peace Christian, which is like an academy.
Okay.
And I led a song. It's like a pre-K academy kind of. And I led a song.
Mm-hmm.
Then I told my aunt, you know, Dami, I wanna be in a church choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell this story all the time, and I literally can remember, like, I remember saying, I want to be in a choir.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, but you're too little. Mm-hmm. You're not even, you know, in the first grade yet, like, you're too little.
Yeah.
Well, she went to the choir director, Ms. Bell,
mm-hmm.
at the time. Now, I will never forget Ms. Bell's response. And she was like, you know, she's kind of young. Then she thought about it. She said, it's so many other things that she can want to do. She want to sing for the Lord, and she let me sneak on in.
Come on.
I was too young,
yes.
but she let me sneak on
yes.
in. And that was it for me. I mean, like, my fate was sealed at that point. So,
yes.
of course, throughout elementary school, it was choir
mm-hmm.
and then chorus at mm-hmm. school.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody from Dillard Performing Arts
okay.
while I was in elementary school heard me sing somewhere, really weird. And as an elementary child, like
uh-huh.
a elementary kid,
yeah.
they asked me to sing at Dillard High School. So I'm at the high school performing arts, honey, singing in the auditorium.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know what that was all about, but that's when I found out about performing arts.
Yes.
I went to Parkway Middle School, went to Parkway for performing arts, went to Dillard for performing arts,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up getting a scholarship to FAU
okay.
With a major in business with a concentration in vocal performance.
Wow. You know what? That's where the business come in, because that's where I was going next. So I'm glad you segued me into that, because it sounds to me that music is definitely your passion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the one thing, if I can just be frank, you going to make that money. That's the Tyler Noel I know. And so
girl, I like to be broke, honey. It hurts. My skin is burning.
And, you know, and this is no shade, but I don't believe in starving artists. Not that I don't believe in a starving artist. I'm saying I don't believe in being a starving artist, not when there's
right.
other skill sets. I don't believe that, you know, like, that's the calling. Like, I you know, shout out and thank God to everyone that slept in their car and now they're superstars and they're entertaining us and they're sharing their creativity into the world.
That girl.
However, you know, I don't think that's the blueprint. You know what I mean? I don't think it's the necessities. A lot of people would disagree, but I don't think you do, because, you know, you started your own company. You've had several companies, but, you know, the one that's, you know, near and dear to my heart and that's very successful, you know, you started that, you saw a need. And one thing about, you know, beauty and medical, it's forever. It's going to last forever, even through the pandemic. You know what I mean? It was still beauty. We couldn't get our nails, but we was at CVS getting, you know, press-on. And then
Then
the girls was taking the press-ons and painting them and selling those. You know what I mean? And then, so beauty is going to last, and then medical, you know. And so you were able to combine those things and start your own empire, you know. And congratulations mm-hmm. you for doing that and having that foresight.
Thank you.
So, you know, being that music is your passion and business is your business,
yes.
how do you balance those, and how does one feed the other for you?
Well, with my business, I just really like what I do.
Yeah.
I like what I do. I really enjoy it. I enjoy my before and afters. I enjoy my clients, their responses to, you know, when they're like, oh my God, I got, you know, I'm at my goal or whatever. That makes me really feel good. And then music just feels good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have tried to break up with that girl so many
times. Oh, come on. Talk about it, Tyler. Test the girl.
I lost her number.
Uh-huh.
I kicked her out.
Uh-huh.
You know, I changed my number.
Yeah.
Even got a gig.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't leave.
She won't
jumped
leave.
Out the bushes. Like, I don't know. Like, with
she won't
music,
leave.
It's one thing. I believe in my heart that you don't choose music. Music
chooses you. Come on. Yeah.
That's really what I believe, because you have heard so many stories of people really trying to give up
mm-hmm.
or really wanting to quit or actually quitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start again and then boom, they got a number one record or, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just one of those things that it chooses you.
That's
just kind of how I feel.
That sounds like a song.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just works. You know, it just works. Business just works. The cool thing about working for yourself is that I can literally tell my secretary, by the way, I'm not taking any clients today. I'm going to the studio. You know what I'm saying? So that just works out. That just works out for me.
That's beautiful. Well, like I told you, Tyler, we are here to celebrate you today. You know, I like to show a little homage video to my artists that comes on here to show my appreciation for them. So we put a little something together for you. So,
girl, you are all the way live. Girl, you never disappoint, girl. You never.
You're crazy, girl. Play that for me, Tony.
I'm moving you. Hey, it's your girl, Miss Tyler Noel, okay? Yes, God, I'm just here to remind you guys, first of all, to thank you guys. The numbers are going crazy. I feel so good. Thank you. So listen, gentle reminder, Just About Through, the video is out tomorrow, 4:20. Now listen, honey, I need y'all to set y'all reminders. It goes live at midnight. Please make sure you check it out. For those of you who don't already follow me, if you don't, you better act like you do. My YouTube is Tyler Noel Music, okay? Don't forget that. Tyler Noel Music. I need y'all to follow. I want you to like. Please just go ahead and just go on and subscribe. Share it with the people that you like. Share it with the people that you don't like. The people who love me will show up and scream. The people who hate me will show up and boo. But everybody shows up, and I win.
Ooh, baby, don't leave me now, 'cause I'm losing you, honey.
So today we're celebrating you, and usually we have scotch or whiskey on here, but I did something a little different today because last time I was with you, we was drinking red wine. And so Snoop Dogg has a line of red wines. It's like a blend. This is more like a blend. It's called Cali Red 19 Crimes, and that's what I'm having today. I want everyone listening in YouTube land, Facebook land, because y'all know y'all keep it lit, Instagram behind the scenes, and yourself, Miss Tyler Noel, I would love to have you raise your glass and toast.
I sure will.
With me, to you.
Well, thank you.
We want to celebrate your success here. We want to celebrate your career, your many successes. I personally want to celebrate your heart. You have a heart of gold. And no matter what, you know we're not from here. We're not made with the same stuff that a lot of people are made with. Don't let them change your heart. You know, that's your calling. You know, your gifts are stored up in heaven right next to God. And it is
Thank you. Christmas
time for you to unwrap every present because it's time. It's your time. Salute
I receive
you.
It. I receive it.
Salute
Thank
to you.
You. Thank you.
It's a good red blend. Y'all can see it was the last of the butter. I've been killing it. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. He did this thing.
I'm going to find that.
Yes, it's 19 Crimes, Cali Red, Snoop Dogg.
Because
I can't do the other thing that he do up in here because Tony, you know, I'm just saying, Tony over here, like he can't open no windows or something. So I'll settle for the wine, Snoop Dogg. Yay you. Salute to you guys on Instagram. Y'all
yes,
keep it lit. What you drinking, Tyler?
I am drinking Belvedere vodka soda.
Mm-hmm.
Belvedere is favorite vodka.
Yes.
I age away when I say Belvedere, but I don't care. Belvedere is my favorite vodka. I can do Tito's. Tito's is nice, but Belvedere is, that's my get down. That's my zhuzh if I'm doing vodka.
That's
and
the
then
one.
Vodka soda. We're trying to lay off the calories
mm-hmm.
if we can. or liquor that's juice.
Right, right, right. did we get any chatters, you guys? Not okay. So, all right, chatters, chat it up. Oh, okay, we did get a chatter from YouTube. Said get lifted. That's the name, or that's what they said.
That's the name.
Okay, entertainment said, "Hey, Miss Tyler Noel." They
hey, sis, what's this?
They're chiming in from from YouTube, and then on Instagram. I am Maggie Love. She says salut. We got a lot of people on Instagram checking in. Truth Handle, Truth Hand Love, Indie Wall. You know these. You know they be having like these names. Weeze Buys Houses, Bubby Harrison, Makeup Mover. Hey, ain't that?
Makeup Mover.
Time for
Makeup Mover.
Shout out.
Mother. And my sis over at Get Lifted.
Yes. That's your glam squad?
That's my squad.
Squad,
like, let me just tell you this now.
Okay.
I want to ask you. It ain't nothing like having some people around you that really want you to win.
To win, come on.
They really want me to win.
Yes.
They always nice about it.
Yeah.
I.e., because Get Lifted will read me very professionally and very nice. and mother will be like, yeah, so your appointment already set because you ain't reached what I did. But they really want me to. You understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
your team.
They love me. They my family. They love me.
Yeah.
But they want me to win for real.
That's your team.
And it's nothing like having people who genuinely support you. And I don't mean that support you business when you just about to pull up to the train station because you done took the long ride.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, people like to jump on right as you about to be to your destination.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm talking about people that ride with you when the train is about broke down.
When it's broken,
over,
the things or, need change, oil change, and you don't know what conductor.
That way. So shout out to Pick Up Mother and Get Lifted.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody that's supporting me, man. I mean.
Give me a hand clap.
People are supporting me. They
yes.
really are.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, hand clap.
Shout out to those who is supporting Tyler Noel. Have you named your people yet?
My people name themselves.
What are they? What are they called?
They're actual bullies.
What are they called?
Years ago, they called themselves Noel Nation.
Okay. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, they call them. Shout out to A. Marie and Justin Van Camp and. I mean, they put together, I mean, they really had like a movement at one point, and it was crazy because I was mad with my girlfriend music
uh-huh.
and decided I don't want to be her girlfriend no more.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they were still posting my stuff and reposting. And
ooh.
I think I did like a cover of something and got like almost 300,000 views
ooh.
On it. And I was mad hiding under my covers with the covers over my
aww,
head.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I got it.
You know,
get
they
you.
Really, my people really support me, and I'm blessed about it.
Shout out to you, Noel Nation. Yes, keep it popping. We need you. We need you. This is how we get through it. Every day we feel your energy, you know, and that's how we get through it. So thank you. Shout out to Noel Nation. Okay, now I want to switch gears just a little bit, and then we're gonna double back to the music. But I do want you to talk about your company. True Body.
True Embodiment. True Embodiment.
Body.
Contour.
Yes.
And spa.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I'll tell you what. I was praying, right? So, I went from a Thundercat
okay.
to low-key a prayer warrior, right? So, I was praying.
Now, you
got to
tell
like,
the people
God.
That's not in Georgia what a Thundercat is, because I understand what a Thundercat is. Tell the people that's all over the world listening what a Thundercat is.
A Thundercat, you getting it, honey. You getting it. You hot and fine and sexy and everybody, you know, want to hop on your back.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just feel and you move around, you know, just out there partying, just living, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just living, having a good time.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you know, I've always had the word hidden in my heart, but, you know, you live, especially when you're younger, you're just living. And, I was laying around one day and I was like, God, you know what? I don't want to work for anybody. I don't do well with concrete authority. I don't like for people to tell me what to do. And if I go to lunch, I might not want to come back that day.
Right.
So show me something else that I can do. And I saw the non-invasive body contouring online.
Yes.
And I almost became obsessed with it.
Right.
And there were only like a handful of people that you know, were doing it at the time. And I found a school.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually called myself finding some business partners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll touch on that in a second. But I found a school.
Okay.
And I just practiced.
Yeah.
But the gap that I was practicing and doing it before I actually went to school, like I slick move at bottom machine.
Right.
You know, because I knew that this was something that I wanted to do.
Yes.
And I understood that in order to compete with the best, I was going to have to be one of the best. And so I practiced a lot. Well, back to the partners, and we won't stay on this for long. I want to say this to anybody who has a goal or a dream. Sometimes you cannot share your vision with everyone because they're not going to have that. What's the name of this? 2020 vision.
You know.
They're not going to see it in 2020 vision. You know
right.
why? Because God didn't give the vision to them. They gave it to me. Okay?
Right.
So that was my fault. But I learned very quickly that, okay, it's my vision. I'm going to keep going.
Yes.
And I didn't let anything stop me. I did not let anything stop me. I continued to go. Yeah, I cried. I was mad, girl, just shaking my wig and angry and just, you know, all kind of stuff. But I kept going.
Yeah.
I kept going. And then I was able to have a second location. I bumped into another business partner who has been a woman of her word.
Yeah.
Very honest. Done everything she said she was going to do. And God just literally lined me up with the people.
Mm.
And I just feel like when you put out certain things in the universe, just be careful what you put out. Because you might get it back.
Of course.
So you
want
if you want to work with somebody or be cool with somebody or have friend or be friends with somebody that's honest and someone of your own heart, you got to have a decent heart.
Well,
and so
no,
business just got to be good.
You know, and I want to get into the passion that you have for doing that, because we spoke about the passion with music, you know, and you're a passionate woman. Whatever you do it with passion, and I know that. I want the people to experience that, and I want to know, what was it in you that decided to help women, just to help women be more confident, you know, help make, and we're already beautiful, but just to help, what was that in you? What was that innate thing in you that said, you know, this speaks to me and I want to do this for other women?
Well, for starters, women are beautiful.
Yeah.
We are beautiful. We are strong. We are highly underestimated sometimes. I don't think that women get the credit that they deserve, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But I was seeing so many people saying, oh, I want to lose weight. Oh, I want to look like this. I want to look like that. I want to do. Even when I do consultations with my ladies, I like to make sure that this is something that they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I always have a conversation with my lady during consult.
Yeah.
And I just make sure that you don't want a flatter stomach or a bigger butt because Instagram says you have to have that.
Right.
Because, by the way, did I mention that you are enough?
Mm-hmm.
And so when they tell me, okay, this is just something that I want to do just for me,
mm-hmm.
and once they get their results, it just feels amazing.
Yeah.
I wanted to make people feel good.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, male customers as well. I just wanted to make people feel good
yeah.
and feel good about themselves. And while I do not have an issue with plastic surgery in any way,
mm-hmm.
it's just not for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what about the people that is not for them?
Mm-hmm.
What are they supposed to do?
You're right.
That's where I come in.
So for the people that don't know exactly what you do, can you explain to them what the body contouring is and what it is that you actually do?
Absolutely. So body contouring, what I do is I use non-invasive. There are no scalpels, no needles, no none of that in my spa. We use radio frequencies. We use vacuum therapy. We use wood therapy or wood sculpting
yes.
to achieve a nice contour.
Yes.
We're going to give you a nice little violin Coca-Cola kind of shape. You
yes.
know, we're going to do the best that we can do to get you to where you want to be. And again, everything is non-invasive.
Mm-hmm.
There are no side effects, you
yes.
know, and that makes me happy.
Yes.
That makes me
happy. Yeah. You know, and people walk out looking so beautiful and, you know, it wasn't enough for you to be able to just do other people. You actually set up to where you can teach others you know, this skill set. And then they can then go on to branch out and start their own company as well. What made you want to give back to the people in that way? What made you, you know, because, you know, everyone is caught up with competition. You know, they're aware of lack instead of the prosperity that is here in this earth, on this earth and in this universe. Everything keeps replenishing themselves itself, but most people still think that we have a shortage going on, you know. So therefore, they think that everything is competition. You didn't look at it that way. You decided to give. And what compelled you to do so?
Well, to be very honest with you, I'm competition is not real to me.
Come on.
I don't mean to. I'm not, you know, trying to toot my own horn or anything. There's no such competition. In order for you to be on my level, you first have to reach me. That's where I am.
Come on.
I'm not gonna bring myself down to a competitive. You know, that's just not who I am. If there is a such thing as competition in my world, it's competing with the old me. You understand what I'm saying? And so because of that, I remembered what it was like when I wanted to do something different with my life and I wanted to make a change and I figured out that I wanted to be my own boss and, and things like that. And so I wanted to make sure that other people had that same opportunity. And I wanted to make sure that not only that they had the opportunity, that they had a reasonable price. Because everybody don't have a gazillion dollars laying around, you know, to take a course or to, you know, and I saw a need for a class that was reasonably priced, but that was going to teach all of the right techniques. And honestly, out of all of the ladies that I have trained, only three of them, and I have trained several ladies, even over throughout the pandemic, but only three of them have not opened yet. And they're working on opening, but everyone else has opened their business. That makes me happy.
And
makes me happy.
And so some of them are your franchise, but then some of them went on to be independent. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. So here's the deal. I will let them play with the idea of the franchise, but what I tell people all the time is just because you have enough money to buy into my franchise doesn't mean that I'm interested in your money. Because I need to make sure that whoever is representing me, my brand, and the brand of my business is a good representation. You know what I'm saying? They have to be a good representation. And so franchising is just not for everybody, but what I do is I give them the tools to open their own business. Because whether they work with me or not, I want them to be able to go out and open their own business.
Right.
And I've done that. I sometimes post, every now and then I drop in on my ladies. And I would surprise them. I have someone in Alabama and I dropped in on her and I was just like, oh my gosh, you are really doing it, girl. And that just, I just cry because I'm like, oh my God, you are really, you got your place, you got your client. You know, I mean, she was really doing it. She's in Tuscaloosa.
Wow. You know, and I'm also one of your babies, one of your, you know, your infants. And I opened up as well as in my home, but I opened up as well. It's been open for a while. I don't advertise as much. And I think it's because it is in my home and I'm a little, you know, shy, even though they have their separate entrance. I'm still a little shy about, you know, people, you know, kind of just knowing where I live because, you know, I'm also Amira, the song, the artist as well. You know what I mean? And so, it's kind of a little bit of a juggle how, you know, and I know you were able to, I know you have a space, you know, away from your home. And then I know you also have space at your home. How do you manage that?
Well, I've asked a lot of questions before I take new clients. But to be honest with you, I am big on customer service, right? So all clients have been my clients because they love me and they come back. And I love them too. And, you know, in our line of business, we're dealing with their body. So they have to trust us to an extent, you know? And so I trust them back. So my clients that have been with me for years, they're welcome to come to my personal spa.
Okay. That makes sense.
People,
sense.
You have to, and it's not a slight to anyone.
Oh, no, no,
but
no.
You just screen people, you know, because I got to make sure I'm clear. Because, you know, sometimes people take little stuff just, you know, because they petty and broken, don't know. But you understand.
Yes, I understand.
Make sure that they're safe.
Uh-huh.
And you feel safe at your house.
You know, and that's solid advice because that was something that I've kind of been struggling with, you know, and just, you know, starting out with people, you know, that makes sense, you mm-hmm. know, well, they know. And then, you know, everyone can be held accountable. You know, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I personally benefited from your class. I was glad you did this. Myself, I'm kind of, you know, I kind of shy away from certain surgeries, you know, I don't want to be cut on and things of that nature. And, you know, like you said, you get lost. Like, what am I going to do? And, you know, when I first met you, we were talking about that within 5 minutes. And you were like, hey, I got a special. You gave me a flyer. And I was like,
I showed
you. I was like, and you was like, it's just three. What'd you say? It was three for four sessions. I said, three what? Because I was thinking you was going to say 3,000 at the time.
Oh.
And you said 300. I'm like, bitch, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm not afraid to talk to people.
Yeah.
And that is how I've gotten a lot of business. And, you know, sometimes people, they're shy about talking about that kind of stuff,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, like, hey, and by that time, we was on a hey, girl level.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I didn't, girl, you know, ain't nothing wrong with my mouth. I'm doing all I can do to contain myself on this Sunday. I don't want your followers to be like, who that bitch is treacherous.
They love you. I can tell you right now, they love you. And you can feel free. Be you at home, honey. You know, do you. This is all about you today. And, you know, we're definitely going to get back into your music. I really want to, you know, get into your new project and talk about your new project and,
yes.
You know, and, you know, let them experience, you know, what you're doing, the voice, you know, the soul, you know, the R&B. And before I let them experience that, can you just give me a little bit about this project? You know, I know you've created a lot of music, you know. I know you have enough to probably put out 10 albums if you wanted to. What's special about this project and what made you press the go button on this?
Well, to be very honest with you, I didn't press the go button.
Okay.
It was the people that got surrounded me with that press the go button.
Okay.
My husband told me it's time
mm-hmm.
to release this record.
Okay.
You will often hear me talk about Makeup Mother because, yeah, she does do my makeup. She does do, you know, a lot of my photography, but she is also a really good friend.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, bitch, it's time. You know? And so I've been holding the song. So the song is not a new record. This song is old.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't know Tyler Noel, the songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
only know me as the singer. And oftentimes the records that I've written have been kind of put under the rug or put to the back burner. You know, just because of the name of the person that's writing the other song.
Yes.
But it's like, it doesn't mean that I don't have something to say.
Yes.
And so a few people that were really close to me was like, no, seriously, Tyler, it's time.
Yes.
You have to work it out. And so I prayed about it, and that was it for me. I was like, yes, yes, God, we're going to put it out. And I was afraid, though. I was afraid to put this one out.
Mm. Well, you know what? We're going to let the people experience it. And, you know, and when we come back, I want to dig more into the project at hand. But let's let the people – we actually have that music video.
You don't have video, do you, girl?
We got the video, honey. We thorough over here on 2020 Vision, baby. We thorough.
What the hell you want? I'm talking about you all the way. Yes.
So you want to introduce the video? Be my guest.
I was about to say, girl, don't tempt me with a good time. As I'm sure you already know, this is your girl, Miss Tyler Noel. And this is my new single, the video to my new single, Just About Through.
Yes. Play that for me, Sean.
Your call has been forwarded.
Babe, where are you? I've been calling you.
So
So when you slipped on the banana peel, it's a gap that's supposed to be going out. Seriously, I'm just about through with this mess. Like, you really over the top right now. Whatever, man. Give me a kid.
Of you, trying to figure out how we got here, and what we're gonna do, 'cause I'm losing you, honey, I'm losing you, and in my mind, we're just about, oh, baby. I'm losing you, honey. I'm losing you. And in my mind, just about you.
Okay, you unmute her. Okay, now unmute you. You unmute her, then okay. If now you got to unmute yourself too.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And yes. Congratulations,
so, yes.
You.
No.
That was beautiful.
Video.
Yes. Yes. You did that thing. It was beautiful. Beautiful. The visuals
thank
are
you.
Lovely. Touch
you.
Your heart, almost tears. You know what I mean? Almost started to tear up over here. But, you know, I can't smudge the makeup, baby. I got to keep it.
Girl, nothing like ruining the beat.
Girl,
listen,
I
want to shout out to everybody that was in that video.
Okay.
I had a really good time. And all of the actors and actresses, they were really, really, really professional. Everybody
yeah.
was sweet. The one in the green dress that came in, talking about, bitch, what happened? That's real life, okay? That's my friend in real life.
Okay.
Her name is Shay.
Okay.
I want you to know that Shay is that way in real life. if I call her old friend, her favorite line is, bitch, what happened? Okay. That way.
Yeah, all y'all had to do is just turn the camera on her. That was that.
But everybody, all of the actors, all of everybody, they were so professional. Everybody was on time. They were so sweet.
Aww.
That Naya Rose. The little hussy cat that took my man.
That took your man.
Ooh, but didn't she get his ass good when mama showed up with a new man?
Ooh, he was like, what? Huh?
Listen, so she's going to break my whole face off my body, but shout out to Makeup Mama. Thank you for my video.
Yeah.
That way.
Yes.
That way.
That's beautiful. That is so
beautiful. Listen, that thing got a lot of talent.
That's
okay?
Your team.
This girl got a lot of talent.
That's your team, honey. But you giving me vibes with this fan. Show me this fan. Put it all the way in the camera. Show me this. Girl, look at you, honey. And why it match your dress or your outfit? If we could just get a snapshot of that, if we could just snap that. Can we snap? Is there any way we could snap this bitch?
Let me know if I can pose. Let me know
when. Can we snap it? Oh, okay, hold on. We about to snap it, y'all. Pose. Everybody do a synchronize their pose. Everybody do a pose right now. Pose. Shit. Everybody pose. Pose. Look, and she is ready. He got it. Miss Tyler Noel.
Yes.
Girl, you know, I can't wait to get on the road. Girl, me and you going to have some fun. We going to have some fun.
I'm just gonna bring it down to the floor.
Yes.
But listen, so people think that I'm being like facetious and ugly when I'm like Miss Tyler Noel. But you know, I'm paying homage to the artists that came before me.
Come on.
So like Aretha Franklin would ask for people to say Miss Franklin.
Come on.
James Brown would say Mr. Brown,
mm-hmm.
and he would address the people around him by Mr. His friend Mr. Bird.
Yeah.
James Brown would say Mr. Bird.
Yeah.
Mr. or Miss. Honey, you got to respect me.
We're going to have to respect
me. That. You don't have the license to say my name without a miss.
Without a miss, you know, as if I'm doctor, you know. Don't not put the doctor on it. So put the miss on
girl,
it.
Girl, I work too hard, girl. I work too hard to get to where I am. But you better talk to me nice.
You know, the thing, I was kind of putting this in the marketing, for this show today, and I was saying, you know, bringing the lady back to the entertainment industry. And, you know, that's no slight to anyone. You know, I'm an artist, so I love multifaceted artists, and I love what a lot of us women are out here doing, and I don't judge us for what we do. But I'm just very partial to a lady and class. I love it. I love the long gloves, the fan, the sitting proper, the eating, you know, the dresses, the gowns. I love it. And, at a certain point in our industry, it became a thing of the past. And, I, for one, embrace it, and I'm bringing it back as well in my art, in my music. So when I see you and I see how you're moving and I see your style and your class, I want to, you know, commend you and as well as thank you for, you know, participating in bringing the lady back to the industry. There's nothing wrong with being a lady, honey. Open my door, pull out my chair. Tell me I'm pretty. I'm not trying to get my nails broke. I don't want to prove to you I'm tough. I already know I'm strong. I don't need to prove that to you. I just want to live in my womanness, my goddessness, you know. And so the fact that you are embracing that and bringing that back to the forefront, I just want to say thank you, and I want to commend you for doing so.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Miss Girl. Let's start right here. You're a bit of a lady, honey, yourself, Miss Girl. You're a bit of a lady, Miss Girl.
I love it.
Listen, found what was funny is that we would open the door for each other.
Right.
If I open the door for me. And we're not going to sit with our legs gates open
no.
The common city vermin at the bar. We're going to sit with our legs crossed, honey, crossed at the ankle.
At the ankle, you honey. Know? At the ankle.
But honestly, back then, and when I say back then, it's not a slight to any of the artists these days, obviously.
Yeah.
But back, I mean, the 70s, the 80s,
Woo!
The 90s.
Come on.
I mean, Anita Baker was a lady.
Yeah, Whitney Houston. Her
Braxton was a lady.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm not saying that we don't have any ladies of ours, because Beyonce is very lady.
Oh,
like,
my
you
God.
Understand? What
yes.
But back then, we talking about ladies. Mariah Carey with the long gown.
Come on.
Whitney Houston
yes.
with the long gown,
yes.
honey. We serving very much so, invite me to the ball
yes.
and not to the trash.
Okay. And what'd you say? Not to the trap house.
Trash bin.
Okay.
You know. I don't, because I can get good at what you don't mean I want to have to.
Right, come on. Like, I don't want to prove that.
If I can hang out at New York Prime and all of those places as opposed to, you know, the fast food joint, you know, I'm going to choose. So, yeah, thank you for saying that, and thank you for being a lady as well in everything that you do.
You're welcome. You're welcome, for sure.
Even when you go off, and I heard you go off.
You heard me
go off. Yeah, I heard you go. What you said, D? That's where you from? I heard you go off, Miss Girl. But even then, you still kept a sense of, I'm still a lady.
Right.
And don't. I can get down with you, but I don't want to have to.
I don't want
to
have
to. Still kept that.
It's so ugly. I don't want to have to. You know what I mean?
The courts will allow it.
You guys, for my listening, viewing, and audience, you know, the call-in number is 646-378-0355. And press 1 to let us know that you want to chime in with Ms. Tyler Noel. Any questions that you have for her, right now is the time to call in and ask. Anything that you want to know, if you just want to talk to her, you want to commend her, you want to congratulate her, you want to tell her about that beautiful voice coming out of her throat, anything you want to say, you can definitely give her a call or give us a call here at 2020 Vision, broadcasting through Drip, the Mic Network, as well as UB and Go Studios. That number is 646-378-0355. Press 1 to be heard. Is there any chatters for us? Right now, you know, we kind of doing double, triple duty. We usually have one more staff member with us, and we don't have today. So we're kind of doing double duty, trying to check all checkpoints. So forgive me if I'm not checking YouTube. Forgive me if I'm not checking Twitter. But you can definitely jump on Facebook and chat it up with us, because we got that unlocked. Did I just hear somebody try to come in? Is somebody there on the line? Okay. I thought I heard something. Okay. What was that? Hello? Who's there? Who's on the line? It's like someone wants to say something. Is the line lit up? Somebody might be profusely trying to get in. Okay, while we're checking that out, Tyler, tell us. I would like to know. I want to get back into your project, as I was saying. So obviously, we have the single just about through, and I've been listening to some of the other music that's been kind of circulating, you know, on social media with you. But I would like to just talk about this project. I know that's the single. It's the single of, you know, are we going to get an EP? Are we going to get an LP? What are we going to get? Like, we want more. So you can't just be teasing us like that. What's going on?
Well, see, this is why you're supposed to stay ready, so you don't have to get ready. But I'm actually in the process of writing some other things. I have sessions coming up soon.
Okay.
You know, so again, in this business,
uh-huh.
And you and I know how this goes.
Yeah.
Sometimes have music that you don't really have,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes record music, but it doesn't mean that people have to release it to you.
Right.
You know, and that's just the real deal, holy
yeah.
deal. A lot of times people see the glitz, the glamour. They see me dressed up with my different wigs and buns
mm-hmm.
and ponies,
mm-hmm.
and they don't understand that behind that, the real business of it is not really that nice.
Right, right.
And people aren't that nice. And you can work as hard as I work or as hard as anybody else works and still not get your music and
mm-hmm.
the stuff that's coming to you.
Yes.
And I can't tell you how many times I've had to start over.
Yes.
And this time will be different.
Yes.
I'm going to continue to start over if
yes.
that's what I have to do. And right now, that's what I got to do.
Right.
So it's going to be lots of studio time for me.
Yes.
And you'll be getting a follow-up. Hopefully before the year is out. We got to ride with this for a little bit because it's just coming out.
Yes.
So I want to ride
yes.
for a little bit.
Yes.
And see how the people like it. You know, a few radio stations have picked it up and
I love it.
I feel about it.
Well, congratulations. Even, you know, even one, but a few radio stations picking it up, you know, and you didn't have to pay for it. You didn't have to do the payola. You just had to, you know, do your best and put your best work out there, put your best foot forward. And if you build it, they will come. And we're definitely coming for you. We definitely want to continue to hear from you. I kind of want to dig into your heart a little bit. What you know, what are you writing about? What do you want to write about? What are you feeling? What does this album feel like to you?
Well, okay, so when I wrote Just About Through, mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't just about through, honey. Your girl was down in the gutter. Mm-hmm. It was just, mm-hmm. it was hard.
Yes.
But, and so because people have to remember that this is a song that I wrote a while ago, right?
Uh-huh.
So since then, I found love. Mm-hmm. I am married now. Yes. Shout out to Mr. Tony, my husband.
Shout out, Tony.
Right here. You know, kind of like what Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 say, just look over your shoulder.
Look over your shoulder, honey. Look over your shoulder, honey.
Listen, we're not going to go too far. He's going to get on my nerves. I'm going to get on his, but where the hell you at? Because
yes.
I need
yes.
see you type
yes.
thing.
Yes.
But so the next record that I'm writing, now I don't know if it's going to be the one that I'm going to put out next, but the one that I'm working on now is about what happens when you find love and how you feel and that warm feeling and that, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you were young timber and you see your boyfriend come in the room and all of a sudden you got butterflies and somehow get shit, get everything. Oh, he here. You know, that kind of thing. You know,
uh-huh.
you know, like the feeling that you get when you listen to 90s music.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
And it just feels like in your mind, you when you hear a song playing, it's like a movie.
Yes.
That's hopefully what this next song will be like when it's finished.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And now the single that's out now, Just About Through, you said there, you know, there was a, you said it's actually an older song. And there was a producer that you were working with there. Are you going to still work with the same producer? Is there a collaborative? Is there, you know, someone you want to work with, some people you want to work with? How you feeling about this project?
Well, I want to make sure that I have a big shout out for Epic Pro. Epic Pro is like a brother to me. He is the person that produced Just About Through.
Okay.
And it's on my heart when he produced it because I literally started singing some lyrics and he was like, hold on, let me get to the keyboard.
Yes.
And so he is really like a brother to me. Shout out to Epic Pro and his wife and his family. His
shout out Epic Pro. Give him a hand clap right quick because he did that thing. Give him a hand clap really quick. Epic Pro. Yes. Shout out to you and your family. Are they in the ATL?
They are in the ATL.
Shout out to you.
And
ATL, baby.
He's done some things. He's done some big things. I'm looking to work with a very talented writer and producer, AC Ashton Combs, who is also an artist as well.
Okay.
And John, he calls himself Double Keys.
Okay.
And he is excellent
yeah.
On almost any instrument. So, yeah. You know, I have a lineup. And I'm really blessed that I have these people as friends, you
yes,
know?
Yes.
They're not just producers, they're friends.
Yes,
and
that's
so
the best
that's
way.
Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best
happy.
Way.
And it's nothing like somebody doing some good business with you.
That's right. That's right. Well, we have a few chatters here.
I just actually got a text message from somebody, and they know exactly who they are. They said, I'm smashing the interview. Thank you. Yes.
You can shout them out. We here for it. We here on 2020 Vision. Tell them to call
it's
in.
Mr. Ken. Well, he's probably not going to call in because he's not a big talker like that.
Okay.
But Mr. Ken,
is
thank
it
you.
Kenneth,
shout out to Mr. Ken.
Is it Kenneth Morris?
Yep, that's Kenneth Morris.
Okay, well, that's the first one on the chat. Kenneth Morris says, love you, sis. Love your talent and passion. Beautiful, in and out. Love, Mr.
Love
Ken.
Love you, Mr. Ken. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Ken and I, we rocked out for a long time. And, you know, a lot of times you hear horror stories about people when they, you know, separate from their management or separate from certain things. And it's like, oh, and I hate him and I would set his ass on fire if I saw him. And that's just happened between us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are some people that I do feel that way about, but he's not one of them. We literally just, and I don't want to say outgrew, but we just weren't on that same page anymore, you know?
Right.
But
right.
It did not change the love and respect that we have for each other, and we still have that today.
Right. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So shout out to you, Kenneth. Okay. And then we have makeup. Help me.
Makeup Mava.
Mava. Because I've been saying mova, mava, make up mava, 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 darling, mava. LLC. It says no need to starve while you are creating. I know that's right. She's taking it back to the beginning of the interview when I was saying that, you know, I don't think it's a necessity. You know what I mean? When you have other skill sets, let that, you know, let that business feed your business, you know, feed your dreams. I'm sorry. Let the business feed your goals, your dreams. And a lot of times when, you know, we think we have to ignore one talent, you know, to get to another talent. And sometimes it can be a bit of a juggling act. It can be a bit of a balance, but you know, balance is everything. Center is everything. Mm-hmm. Center in self is everything. Yes. So everything has its place and everything can work and exist together. And mm-hmm. person, a very special understanding like yourself to find that balance. So the fact that you are able to have your business work and create a business with your husband and your family and still be the talented vocalist and singer and artist that you are, you know, it's a blessing, it's a gift, and it's a special skill set. And one feeds the other. You don't have to starve. There, first of all, most talented people, we didn't just inherit one talent. God didn't just stop at one talent. Most of us are multi-talented. And there used to be a time where, you know, we could only pick one. We could only choose one to do. If you were an actress, you couldn't be a singer. You know, if you were a singer, you couldn't be an actor. You know, if you were a dancer, you couldn't be a singer. There was a time where they tried to put us in a box, but we're running amok in this motherfucker now. You know, it's the World Wide Web. You know, we done found out how to work cameras and editing software. You know, we done found out how to beat our face and dance. You know, we done found out how to do these things, and it's no stopping us. So live your best life. Get it, get it, get it. Go. I always hear the ancestors. I always hear the spirit, and they're always doing this. Go, 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 go. We're always waiting for permission to live when that's what we came here to do, to live, to have a life experience. Live your life to the fullest. It's wonderful. It tastes wonderful. Taste it. Try all the flavors. Experience everything. And, you know, again, the fact that you found a way to do so is very commendable. You make it look easy. You make it look easy. And a lot of us don't find it that easy. But it starts with believing inside yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think you found that. So, you know, you do it so gracefully. So, again, Makeup Mova says, no need to starve while you're creating.
Well, it's Mova and Makeup Mova.
Mova.
Remember,
Mova.
She's creative like us.
Yes.
She's creative like us. And she created her own lane.
Mm-hmm.
Watching her be her own boss made me really kind of think a couple times, like, wait a minute, what? Well, she don't take no clients. She don't take one. This was back in the day now, honey. You know, we can go down to the bar back in the day when she felt like it. She don't have to clock in or out. Mm. And so I'm like, you know, wow. And so she is a creative. And like I said, she has businesses and she is, I mean, she has classes and, I mean, photography and makeup and styling. And, I mean, the list goes on. So nobody understands like her. So when she's talking to me, when I say that she is one of those friends that doesn't always give it to me the nicest way.
Yeah.
It's because she knows that I can do it.
Yeah.
And it's because she knows that I have somebody that backs me,
yeah.
i.e. her and some other people. The little short one that was in the video,
uh-huh.
that was, bitch, what's pop? She's one of those too. She's one of those too. Her line is, bitch, you can do this, bitch. You're going to be. And she is so animated. Everything is changed. You think she's going to pull your face off. I'm just blessed to have people like that around me.
And by the way, guess who's on the Instagram live watching behind the scenes? We have Hilaire Charles on the Instagram live watching behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Hi, Hilaire. Yes, they up in here. The two Afrobeat joints that I have on the album, he did that. Shout out to you, Hilaire, and he's on here showing you love and support. You know, he's sending.
Hilaire, thank you for support. So Hilaire has always supported me. Now, It don't matter what bush, I'm sorry, what stuff go on behind the scenes. Hilaire is going to support me, and he lets me know that he supports me, and I appreciate that.
Yes, yes. And
we also have a Ms. Lola on the line with a question.
Oh, okay. Okay, we have a question. Let me read this last chat, and then we're going to take our caller. It says, get lifted feels like the first time every time I watch the music video.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Well, get lifted. That's the name, get lifted. And then it says, it feels like the first time every time they watch the music video. Okay. So I'm sorry. Who's on the line? What's the caller on the line? Lola, are you there?
I'm here.
She should be on now.
Hi,
yes.
Lola.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Great, great. Well, say hello to Miss Tyler Noel and any questions or any comments
yes,
you want to.
Yes, hello. Hello, Miss Tyler Noel. Hey, Miss Lola. What's see?
So yes, I've called in with a question for Tyler because I know you guys have been talking about her business and, you know, the music and everything, but I wanted to know, how does it feel to have such a successful song? Like, I know that you've had other songs that were, you know, that were getting a lot of traction, but this one is like, if they listen to it once, it's like potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to listen to it again. So how does that feel knowing that people all over the world are just loving you right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, for starters, I'm not going to cry because I run the risk of ruining my lovely makeup that mother did. but it feels really good. I'm really overwhelmed in a sense because if you listen to my old music, it was kind of, again, Thundercat music. And that's because I was living a whole, you know, a different kind of life. And I was just a little on the hood side, you know, just, you know, it was just different kind of music. And I was really nervous and afraid to release this, like, true R&B, like R&B soul. And I was afraid that my fan base mm-hmm. was going to be like, no, girl, this is not it, and you are canceled, moving right along. But that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case. People really like the song and they seem to really embrace it, and I am just overwhelmed. I'm happy, I'm blessed, I want to cry, I want to laugh, I want to scream. I'm all over the place, but I'm really happy about it.
Oh, that's awesome. I just want to say congratulations, you know, even with my clients, when I play it, you know, I'm always playing a song and it's part of a lot of my playlist. They always want me to rewind that song in particular, so just, you know, congratulations, because you really have something on your hands here.
Thank you.
And thank you, Lola, for calling in. That's very sweet, and she definitely does. We second that emotion over here. And thank you so much for giving us a call today.
All right. Good night, ladies.
Good night.
All right. Aziz, anybody else on the line before we move on?
No, not at the moment.
What about yourself? Got some questions?
You know what? I did want to comment on that that song. I've just.
Well, let me give you a proper introduction.
I've had just about enough.
Yeah, let me give you a proper introduction before you make your comment. This is the CEO of Drift the Mic Network, by the name of Aziz, Brother Aziz. And so he's not only been listening, but he has a comment that he wants to make. The floor is yours, Aziz.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I just thought that song, it just took you back home, so to speak. You know, just when you hear the soul that you put into it, the feeling, just everything about it just kind of took me back home. It kind of hit something down in there that just gives you that feeling of when you just, you know, you just, You may be going through something emotional or stressful or whatever. It may not be necessarily the situation of what that song is talking about, but it's so easily relatable to whatever you may be going through, right? So it may not just be about love or breaking up. It could be just something that you're going through. And so I found it really easily relatable to just things that you might just go into and you just, I'm done with this shit for right now. I'm going to be done with this shit, right? So I was able to relate that. I just really just wanted to commend you on the passion and just the soul that you put into that, to that song.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Y'all just, what y'all want? Y'all want me to lose my lashes tonight? What's going on? Like, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm telling you, man, when I wrote that song, it was really that bad. Mm. Like, when I wrote that song, it was that bad. Mm. I remember, like, the day that I wrote it, I was just crying and snotting and crying and crazy. And Epic was like, is she all right? Like, this is not the you that I know. I know slap back Tyler Noel. I know, like, you know, I'm a head butter. You know what I'm saying? And that wasn't, you know, it was at such a time that I wasn't even in the mood to try to fight back. Mm. Like, I don't know if anybody can relate. And it's not necessarily about a relationship. The relationship was pretty shitty at the time.
Right.
But just in general, it was like I was still trying to find my voice. I was mad at music. I was just mad at everybody. I was mad at everything. And it ain't nothing worse than when you broke.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Money don't everything, but then money can make you comfortable until you can fix the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the money got the nerve to be messed up too. Oh, that's it. I'm through. I'm through. You know, that's where it was just so many things. You know, it was so many things. My family life was really shaky, and I can think about five or six things that was going on at that moment that was just really bad.
So then,
and I didn't have anything else to say other than, you know, I'm just about through this. I'm through this shit here.
Right. What was you gonna say, Aziz?
It definitely comes out in the song. It definitely came out in the song. You can hear it. You can hear all of that in that song. So I just want to commend you on that. But it sounded like the song aired all that out though. It sounded like it was kind of a release. You know what I mean? Like, you know how they say once you put your feelings on paper or transfer them from, you know, somewhere to another, it's kind of like a release. So you feel a little bit better when you get that off you. So again, that song was really powerful, probably more powerful than you thought it was.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Aziz. I was going to, you know, second that I was going to say it's music therapy, you know, and just ask you, you know, was it therapeutic for you? And do you find yourself writing yourself into, writing yourself into healing? You know, do you heal when you write?
I do. But up until maybe that song came out,
mm-hmm.
I don't really get the opportunity to heal.
Mm.
Because a lot of times people don't see Tyler Noel, the writer, they see Tyler Noel, the singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more than just the talent.
Yes.
I have something to say.
Yes.
I have feelings. I have emotions. I have words. Never mind what wig I have on. I'm educated. I didn't grow the blonde hair out of my scalp. I know what time it is. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't learn anything in school, I learned from life.
Yes.
And writing is a kind of therapy or a healing or a, you know, but I never really got my fair shot to heal,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that's why even now when I hear the song, I have to pull myself together.
Yeah.
I have to literally pull myself together.
Well, there's no time like the present. Like you said, you know, before people were trying to take your voice from you, but now you've more than found it. You know, you put it out here in the universe and we have to receive it and it's going to come, you know, it comes back to you. Fully replenished, fully prosperous. It comes to you full of prosperity because what you've given, you know, you've given love into the universe, so you got to get it back, you know. So your voice is not only found, but it's being heard, you know.
Thanks.
Yep. So I would like to ask, you know, what's next for Tyler Noel? What do you see next? What are you doing next? What can we look forward to?
new images, lots of content. Mm-hmm. I am the host of a show called Mother's Model Magic.
Oh, you didn't tell me that now.
Yeah, honey, you know, and it's a kind of like a model development show.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not going to say that there are no restrictions, but it's not like you got to be a 34, 26. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, you don't have to be what the internet says you're supposed to be mm-hmm. to be a part of the show. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mother allows all to come
mm-hmm.
and you compete, you know, and you compete for a grand prize. And it's actually a pretty nice prize. If mm-hmm. I wasn't host,
right, right.
I'd walk everybody's today. But since I can't do that, but so, yeah, that, you know, we have that coming up. And again, just more music for me. And I had a really good photo shoot the other day. And so I'm excited to release those images and, you know, just doing host things. And I'm looking forward to doing shows. And as a matter of fact, we're going to put it out right now. I'm getting ready to start auditioning background singers.
Wonderful.
So, you know, anybody who likes to sing and don't want to try to overshadow me because I'm not above fire in your ass.
Okay, come on. Talk about it. Say that.
Don't try to overpower the doll.
We do have a Joshua. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have a Joshua on the line as well.
Hey, Joshua.
Hold on, let me bring him in. Okay, Joshua, you in.
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you, Joshua. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Say hello to our guest, Miss Tyler Noel.
Hello, Tyler Noel.
Hey,
y'all.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just wondering, with your success, how has your life changed?
That's a very, very good question. You know, to be honest with you, I try not to let my life change too much. I noticed that when good things or positive things are coming your way, and it's not just with me. When positive things are coming your way, you're going to have something to try to shake it up. My grandmama used to say, with new levels come new devils. And so I think little stuff just trying to jump out, you know, at me and you know, mess being said or lies being told or, you know, just the typical whatever. But then I go back to my home, which thy word has thy hidden in thy heart. And my word tells me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So then I realize that I'm all good in the hood and my life don't really change too much, you know. I try not to let it change. I try to stay as humble as I can, you know, not to dumb myself down, but not to exalt myself. I like to let my music speak for itself. And I just try to keep people that love me, not people that I love, but people that love me. You understand what I'm saying? Because just because you love somebody don't mean they love you back. Don't miss that. And I try to keep those people around me to keep me grounded so that my life really stays the same in an elevated way, if that makes any sense.
Did that answer your question?
Most definitely. Yeah.
Any other questions for Tyler? Hello? Did we lose him?
No, yeah, that pretty much answered it. I was just reflecting on her answer.
Oh, okay. That was a dramatic pause. He did an Oscar pause.
I'm hearing an echo, that's why.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you need an Oscar for that. That pause was... Okay, you got an echo. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Joshua, for calling in. Thank you for your question.
Okay.
So if they, you know, call in, you guys. We love it. We love the questions. We love the commentary. Tyler is definitely here for the Q&A, baby. 646-378-0355 and press 1 to be heard. You know, we're going to be on here for a few more minutes so we can take your call. Any more chatters over there,
Sean?
Yeah,
yes, we have a Maggie Love that's in the building.
Maggie Love?
She's on the phone. Maggie.
Maggie. Maggie, are you there?
She will be in. She's here now.
Okay.
I'm here.
Hi, Maggie.
Hello. I'm Miss Tyler Noel. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I actually just wanted to call in to give you some praise and just let you know that I'm very proud of you from what I do within helping artists, helping businesses. I'm very proud of you how you took the wheel and, you know, you kind of took your song and you made it do what it do. Like, you put the efforts behind making sure that it got promotion. You made sure that it got uploaded to the correct
distribution
PROs, as far as making sure your ASCAP and things like that were together. So I just want to tell you, like, that's very big, because a lot of artists don't take the time to really understand what's happening behind the business side of the music scene. So I want to commend you for really just being open to receiving the education and the things that you needed to learn to understand.
Thank you. Because I didn't do that before. And so I missed out, you know, on a couple of things. I'm still trying to figure some things out from old stuff that was posted that I didn't do what I was supposed to do on. And I had to be reminded that this is my career. So I need to make sure that I'm responsible. So thank you for that. Thank you.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you for trusting me and allowing me to help you through the process. And you already know anything you need going forward, that's what I'm here for, and we'll make it happen.
I'll be calling you this week, by the way.
Like, I'll call you on that this week. Thank you, Maggie, for calling
you
in.
Have a good night.
You as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, yes, and yes. Before we move on, any other caller on the line, that dial-in number is 646-378-0355. Press 1 to be heard. We got someone else? What? Who's on the line, please?
Listener right now. You know, we just have a listener right now. They haven't raised their hand yet. They just, I think they're just listening to the interview.
Okay. Well, definitely press 1. You're calling in through Blog Talk Radio on Drip the Mic Network. So if you want to listen, that's fine. Just call in and listen. If you want to view the show, you can watch it on YouTube at Amira the Songstress, or Facebook at Amira the Songstress, or Twitter at Amira the Songstress, or 2020 Vision. And if you want to be heard, definitely press 1 so we can bring you in with Miss Tyler Noel. Today we are having a Q&A with her about her wonderful career and that beautiful voice of hers. So we're here for it. But let's chit-chat a little more, give some callers some chance to get in here. I wanted to dig into the business. I'm glad that the Maggie brought that up in regards to the behind the scenes and the business of. And, you know, as independent artists, we become the label, you know, we become the label, everybody becomes work for hire, you know, and we hire the producers, we hire the, we book the studio, we, upload, you know, the, our music to the digital platforms. We hire personal assistants, managers, security, you know, we do it all. We become the label, and we actually start to understand how a label actually functions. The one thing that tends to hit us hard as independent artists, and both of you and I share this story, when someone doesn't want to play fair with us, and because we don't have the big engine and the machine behind us, they think that they can take advantage. And I know, like you said before, it used to break you down. Myself, I used to crawl up in a fetal position, you know, and just, you know, try to rock myself to solace, but crying because I thought life was over. The one thing I like that you said is that you kept going. And I think that's very important for the people to hear. So please, Tyler, can you expound on that for us? Where'd you get the strength? Where'd you get the courage to keep going?
Well, again, I do a lot of praying. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of praying because it's not just about other people, but it's also about myself, because I don't want to allow myself to get so mad or so emotional that I do something that I will live to regret. You understand what I'm saying? But then again, people like Maggie and people like, you know, Mother Lola, who really are like, listen, you can do this. And by the way, bitch, don't forget who you are, because you already have some stuff out. Go back to that girl. Find that girl again. You know, that's why I keep talking about your circle. People like Mr. Ken, who, you know, we don't talk as often as we used to, but every now and then he'll send a message that's right on time. This, you got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? With Mother, it's a weekly thing. By the way, did you do such and such? She just scolded me earlier today, by the way, about something that I was supposed to do, and I forgot. She's like, yeah, put that on your calendar to do it tomorrow. You know, and Maggie ain't going to let me forget. You need to register this song. You need to get your paperwork right. That's what a lot of independent artists, we forget sometimes. We have to, more than anything, because we don't have an engine behind us. Our paperwork, our business has to be right.
That's right.
And again, it's your circle, your village, if you will. And so I have been blessed to have people around who know a lot more about the business than I do, but who are willing to teach me.
Come on.
And so, and when you, if that goes back to even with my business, with True Embodiment Contour and Spa, how is somebody supposed to learn if nobody's willing to teach them?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's how I just was able to keep going and just, and go forward. Much like you, and you know where I'm coming from about, well, I know where you're coming from about the rocking in a fetal position. Like, oh my God, this Negro got my music and he won't give it up. I'm going to have to go, you know what I'm saying? But how do you do that without going to jail and not your license over? You know? So then kind of caught in between one wall and another wall. And all things you do is cry. Now you done lost studio time and money. And that's why it's so important to have people around you that are like, listen, you can do this. It is not over. We're going, even if you have to start again, we're going to start again. Your name is still your name.
Come on.
The gift is still your gift.
Come on.
You know, and so that's why the people that I've been speaking about this evening, and I think I know who Josh is. I'm sure I know who Josh is, and I feel like that's some Virgo stuff, but thanks. But, you know, these people, you understand what I'm saying, who are also artists and also, you know what I'm saying, that, and they know what it is and how hard it is. It's just your village.
That's right.
I'm surprised. I'm going to have a good friend, Devon, who is probably watching or has, you know, kind of come in and stepped out. These are all the people, you know what I'm saying? Most creative. Hang around creative.
We stick around each other, you know, and
because nobody else understands. And this is not a dig at anyone who works a 9-to-5, because as long as you got an honest job and you're not robbing and killing nobody, I'm all
right
with that. But most people who are not, and I have to just say creative because it's not limited to music. But if you're not a creative, a lot of times you don't understand. You know, you're like, what you mean you don't know where your next shit coming from? What you talking about? You mean you got to wait for a show? They don't get it. But to us, we would rather work for ourselves and wait for our next show than to punch a time clock.
That's right.
Because that's passion.
That's right. You know.
So, yeah, again, my village, my circle, the people that know me, the people, my fellow artists, you know,
And Spirit,
that's how I keep going.
And Spirit says, you know, you keep creating because your life depends on it. If you can't see yourself getting out of that bed in the morning, you're not going to. You know, if you can't see yourself getting in the car, you're not going to. You know, creation starts before you get out of that. So keep creating, keep creating. Your life depends on it. And everything else will find its way to you. You know, you build it and they will come. And it's not about the audience. It's not about the fans. You know, it's about, you know, being that beacon of light, shining it out to the world. And when the, and when there's a beacon of light, it has no choice but to attract the people. So they'll come. They'll come. Well, you know, we've come down to the last few minutes of the show.
We do have another call.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry, we do have another call.
Okay.
Off the line.
Come on, Mr. Rome.
We got Mr. Romeo.
I'm sorry?
Mr. Romeo Donati is on the line. One second. We got Mr. Romeo Donati is on the line.
Romeo Donati. Are you there, Romeo?
Yes, I am. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
I'm a first-time caller and listener.
Yes, yes. Welcome, Romeo. Welcome to 2020 Vision, baby.
thank you. This is Amira.
Yes.
The Saunders.
Yes. Yes.
Peace and blessings. And your features this evening?
It's Ms. Tyler Noel.
Ms. Tyler Noel. Peace and blessings. I didn't get to catch the whole show, but I did get to hear a part. I do have a question, if I may ask. If you're still taking questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we with it.
How would you give advice to an artist, an independent artist, who's talented but don't enjoy the spotlight? Do you think it's possible for an artist to be successful, really enjoying being in the spotlight? How would artists navigate that?
You want to take that?
That's for you. That question is for you.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. The Virgo in me is going to just go ahead and say what I'm going to say. And I don't want to be stoned when I step out of my house, all right? So I would say that it maybe is not for you. And I don't mean... Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the music is not for you. Obviously, the spotlight is not for you. See, these hot-ass lights, I love it. So I just bring me old nasty fan. But everybody doesn't like that. So what I would say is perhaps maybe writing would be for you. If you – and you can – and you're creative. This is what you want. This is what you love. Okay, so don't stop creating. But if it's not for you to be in front of everybody, because, you know, people are ruthless. They'll throw, like, heads of cabbage up on the stage and tomato stick. So, seriously. So if it's not, if you don't like the spotlight, don't stop creating. Don't ever stop creating. But perhaps you will be behind the scenes and you'll be a writer. Yeah. And then you send somebody like me something that spits fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be in the spotlight and we all get paid.
Right.
Indeed, indeed.
You know, there's writing, there's production, you know, there's planning, you know, as Tyler was saying, just because you're creative doesn't mean that, you know, you belong on the stage or you belong in front of the camera, you know, if that's not your wheelhouse. But there's a lot, you know, you know, some of the best and the wisest producers will let you know there's a lot that goes into a hit song. You know, sometimes it's just the energy of a person being in a room that has nothing to do with the song, but the energy that that person brings breathes life into that song. You know, so if you're writing music or poetry or any of those things, you know, you could be the writer and someone else can be the narrator. You could be the writer, someone else can be the actor. You can be the writer, someone else will be the director. You can be the writer, someone else can be the producer. It's a group effort, you know? It's when we all come together as one and bask in the energy and we move in our God force.
Right,
I agree.
Right. I myself am a poet, a spoken word artist. And I've been asked to get back out there and perform, but I mean, only I know my words as I do. And I'm told I got a unique sound. I don't really hear it, but
I hear it. You hear it, Tyler?
I don't really.
You hear his unique sound?
I want to ask him to say something.
Okay,
you know,
come
up and
spit something, because for real, that's what you know you called to do now.
Oh, well, yeah, nah,
really
I just called to support.
You ain't going to say nothing to us. You ain't going to tell us nothing good.
I share a quick piece.
All right. We here for it.
The piece I'll share is Sweetest Fruit.
Ooh.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter into your soul with my thoughts. You're my tropical treat. Lips looking strawberry, succulent sweet. From the south of France, where they're known for the fine vines. I want to crush your grape till you flow in my hands. You taste so divine, heavenly honeydew. Sticky juice, so I'm stuck to you, just what I want to be. Your beauty's more rare than a rainforest and danger black rose species. I pollinate you like a pollination bumblebee. I love inside your apple core, looking at you while you look at me. Perfect pineapples. Carefully crafted cantaloupe, juicy red watermelon, sour in comparison to thee. You, my favorite feast. My tongue tested every point of your slice, sparkling starful passion. Pomegranate seed pods to my cooking in your coconut milk, dude. That's all I'm going to give you. That's all I'm going to give you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you better stop right there, because... We've married around here. We've married folk around here. So you.
That's my thoughts. That's my thoughts.
We love your thoughts. We love your thoughts. They could be songs. They could very well be songs. How you feel about that, Tyler?
Okay.
I agree. Most, a lot of songs start off as poetry, and that is just all facts.
Yeah.
I would think that, yeah.
Well, I want to say you're
okay,
very gifted.
Well, thank you for y'all feedback.
Well, I want to say you're very gifted. Don't
thank you.
Don't not share that with the world. However, you have to get it out. Don't not share that. Even you can record that. You know what I mean? You can record that and put some music behind it and put it
yeah.
out. You know what I mean?
Poetry did it.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. They did. It's true. That's true.
Mhm. Mhm.
I'll think more on that.
Say your name
thank
again
you for
me.
Your feedback and Romeo DiNasi.
Pronounce the last name again.
DiNati. Romeo DiNati.
Where you from? Where's he from?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. See, I knew that was a
problem. Ohio and Southern. Meow, meow, meow.
Nasty Natty in the house. Yeah, we got a lot of family there. You probably family. I need to stop flirting right now because you're probably family.
You need to stop flirting before your husband comes under the board.
And then he probably family on top of that.
Right.
Well, thank you so much
I'm
for
sorry,
calling in.
What days is your show?
It's every Sunday. Every Sunday, 6 to 8 Pacific Standard Time. Yep.
6 to 8.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for, Q&A and Ms. Tyler Noel. We appreciate it. And definitely chime in with us again.
Thank you for your warm energy. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. All right. Aziz, do we have anyone else? No? Okay. See, we trying to get out of here, but Tyler, they just own, they coming for you, honey.
I'm not mad at it. Thank you guys for all the support. Thank you. I'm not mad at it. I mean, this is what we're here for.
It's love, life, and light on here, baby. 2020 vision. You know, we
stay focused.
I've
been nice. I ain't have to us.
You could have, though, if that's what you felt like doing. Just so you know, next time.
No, I was trying to be nice. I got my rich lady bun.
It's so beautiful. I love it on you.
Thank you. I'm serving an old nasty ballroom attire with my little chandelier. I can't cuss, girl, and be down in the gutter. Next time I wear the jacket and have a filthy mouth.
Can you stand up? You said it's a gown. What'd you say you had on?
No, I'm giving ballroom attire. Older is
okay.
Even the category is.
Okay.
Category is ballroom. I'm serving mile high to the sky right now.
Yes. That's how we do around here.
Look over here, Mr. Tony, to make sure I'm here not.
I mean, I don't know what they want us to do with these things if you got them. I mean, it is.
Ain't they have? Ain't they have? That way.
So, Tyler, again, we've come down to those last few moments of the show. And at this time, I would just like to invite you to share with the people just some last comments that you would like to say, something, some words that you would like to leave with the people. Again, we have listeners on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, also Instagram behind the scenes. And you can also catch this podcast on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and anywhere you would actually like to listen. And through Drip the Mic Network, it's a blog talk network. So there are people listening all over worldwide, baby, and some very influential people. And just some VIPs. Everybody's a VIP, baby. Everybody's a VIP. So, and there are some independent artists listening. You know, there are some, you know, major artists listening, you know, and there's just some people right now that needs their heart healed that's listening. So if you could offer the people some words, what would that be?
Girl, you know, I start talking and we'll be here until midnight. So I'm not gonna follow that. Ooh, girl, the makeup is hitting, girl. I like the makeup hitting.
The makeup hitting, huh? She beat that face, honey.
Love on the beat. But I would say a few things. Going back to what I said toward the beginning of the show is fear will stop you from doing so many things. And the reality, you know what? It was fear that almost stopped me from getting married.
Mm.
And Mr. Tony gets on my damn nerves, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Right, right.
Child, there wasn't too many people who had a net big enough to catch this fish, child. But I'm just saying,
yeah,
you know.
I know what you're saying.
Fear would have stopped me,
mm-hmm.
you know, from being happy.
Mm.
And to all of my indie artists, I don't want you to allow fear, the fear of maybe not having a big label or having a big team or even having a whole bunch of money. You know, I done heard some raggedy-ass music go to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can do it, why can't you?
Yes.
You know, God is no respecter of persons. If he does it for one person, then you are in the running. Don't give up. Don't give up. I can't say it enough. You know, people try to say little slick stuff, honey. Oh, you still doing it? Oh, after all these years? Oh, yeah. I tell a bitch, Google me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, don't let what other people say affect you
yeah.
or stop.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we get, again, that word fear. We are getting afraid when we hear negative comments. So, you know, honey, you ain't for everybody, and everybody ain't for you.
Come on.
But that doesn't stop you, and it doesn't take away your gift. You still have that gift.
Yeah.
What else would I say? Know your business.
Mm-hmm.
Know your business. And if you need help, you need to find get-listed entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't show up asking for nothing free because I don't want nobody to be like, yeah, Ms. Holland Noel said, no, I didn't. No. Save you some coins. And also understand that you don't have to be rich, but nothing, I'm not going to say nothing comes free, but not much comes free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be prepared to spend a little money and invest in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying you got to have a full makeup staff. Everybody can't, you know, afford that. But if nothing else, invest in a makeup class
mm-hmm.
so that when you get on stage, you're presentable. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you can rock with the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a class, by the way, you need to go to makeupmother.com. I'm not going to go any further than that. Or is it makeupmotherllc.com? You can Google Makeup Mother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking class there. But
she promotes.
But I'm just saying, you know, and submit your music everywhere. Again, fear will stop you from submitting your music. Everybody ain't going to ask you for no money to play it. Somebody might hear your music that likes it, and then all that. What if your music plays on one big station in New York or a big station in L.A., and now everybody's bopping it?
Mm-hmm.
Submit your music. Don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Don't water yourself down
mm-hmm.
because of what people, you know, I often think about New York from Flavor of Love.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Now, Miss Girl,
uh-huh.
she was a character,
uh-huh.
but she became the queen of reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was not a lane for her, but she did not dumb herself down. She created
a lane for herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. And so that's what I would tell other artists. You don't have to try to fit in the package of whatever they say.
Mm-hmm.
Be authentic. And then to the believers, because everybody is not a believer. I have been very open. It does not matter what stage I was in my life. I've always been very open that I am a believer. So I will say this, and whoever don't like it, act like you do. Pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray. God is no respecter of persons. And the Bible tells us that you are supposed to come boldly to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to throw yourself down and roll all over the floor and
mm-hmm.
do all of that, you know, stupidness. God is up there like, listen,
pull yourself together and talk to me because I'm your daddy, you know? Pray. Don't be afraid to ask God for what you want. But when you ask him, get ready because sometimes he'll give you just what you ask him for.
That's right.
And that's it for me because I can go all night, child.
Well,
this girl got a-
well, tell the people where they can get it. Give them your handles. Tell them where they can find you as well as your website.
Okay, well, my website is TylerNoel.com. Mm-hmm. So it's just my name, TylerNoel.com, and you can find out all the good stuff about me there. My music is out everywhere. I hope I don't forget all of the platforms. But, of course, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal. Just everywhere. It's so many of them that I can't really think of all of them, but on all major platforms. I am on Facebook under my name, Tyler Noel. Mm-hmm. However, if you really want to party with your girl, come see me on Instagram.
Yes, yes.
And that's Ms. Tyler Noel. That's Ms. Tyler Noel. Let's see. Oh, you can stop by my Twitter sometimes. That's Ms. Tyler Noel. And let me see. TikTok. I'm still trying to get cool on TikTok, but I do have TikTok, and you can find me there from time to time. Miss Tyler Noel. So, and if all else fails, Google me, baby.
Well, come on. Come on, talk about it. Come on. Well, this has been a pleasure. I couldn't wait. I've been waiting for this interview. I've had such a great time getting, you know, chatting with you again, girl. It's been over a year. Is it over a year? No. Just about. No, wait. Hold on.
It's been damn long.
It's been a while. And I promise you, I will be out to the ATL and we gon' do it like I ain't never left. But
somewhere else, it don't be, you know, Atlanta or, you know, LA. It could be somewhere else, girl. The planes fly all over the world, honey. We could meet up wherever the cocktails are pouring and meet there.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It has been a pleasure. We definitely want to have you back with any updates that you have. Any updates, anything you're doing, we want to know about it. We want to see it. So you definitely have a home here on 2020 Vision. So definitely come back and talk to us. So thank you so much for coming.
I sure will. Thank you for having me.
And you guys, again, my name is Amira the Songstress. And the moral of the story is what it always is. Love, life, and light. Today we talked about perseverance, creativity, as if our life depends on it, because it does. Moving steadfast through your life, through your career, living your life on purpose, living your career like it is your life. And that's how we do it. That's how not just independent artists do it, but that's how artists do it, period. This is the mindset of the artist. Every Sunday we want to bring you talent. We want to bring you art. We want to, you know, give you a vessel to hire. And again, my name is Amira the Songstress. You can find me on YouTube at Amira the Songstress, Facebook at Amira the Songstress, Instagram at Amira the Songstress, and anywhere you like to listen, Pandora, Spotify, Tidal. And remember, stay focused.
No regrets. Let me fix my crown, baby. Like Simon, yeah, it's going down. My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And